Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for Thursday morning, the 8th of December, 2022. A high today between 62 and 72. We've got stalling cold fronts again, don't we? Cloudy on and off showers today. I'm John Little. Well, she will survive. The 8-year-old North Richland Hills girl wounded in a drive-by shooting last night was shot while inside her home. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the latest.
The 8-year-old girl was inside her home on Gerald Street in North Richland Hills just before 8 last night when she was hit by gunfire that came in from outside the home. The girl's parents immediately took her to the hospital. Fortunately, North Richland Hills police say her injuries are not life-threatening. Now, no one else inside the home was injured. Investigators are working to collect evidence and to develop any possible suspect information. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Wise County, the sheriff says the murder of 7-year-old Athena Strand is taking its toll on deputies who are investigating the case. He says the department is hurt to the very core over the horrific death of such a young girl. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The 31-year-old suspect remains in jail on charges of aggravated kidnapping and capital murder. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken says they don't work many criminal investigations involving kids as young as Athena Strand.
Which motivates us to get the job done, to get the job done right, so that we give a good package over to the district attorney's office.
Aiken tells NBC 5 counseling is available for anyone working the case.
This was a tough one, and I still haven't gotten the images and the thoughts and the sadness out of my mind.
A judge has sealed documents connected to the case, saying he wants to give the family and community time to process what happened. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, the prosecution has wrapped up its case against former cop Aaron Dean, charged with murder in the shooting death of Tatiana Jefferson. There are days off today and tomorrow in the courtroom. The defense starts presenting its case on Monday. A Richardson man accused of taking tactical gear to the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol is due to face a judge for a bench trial today. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
35-year-old Garrett Miller is accused of breaking into the U.S. Capitol and taunting police and the FBI. He was also indicted for taking ropes and weapons to the Capitol and threatening to kill a U.S. congresswoman. Federal prosecutors say that by bringing the gear to Washington, there was planning and intent, that Miller was not simply caught up in the moment as other riot defendants have claimed. When he was arrested at his home last year, the feds say Miller was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I was there, Washington, D.C., January 6, 2021. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Mesquite are searching for a lead in the murder of a man who was found shot to death in a backyard. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Police got a call Monday evening about a shooting on Mulberry Lane in Mesquite. They found a car on the street with a door open and bullet holes in the door. A search of the area turned up 19-year-old Mitchell Wilson in the backyard of a nearby home. He had a gunshot wound and was taken to a hospital, but died from his injuries. Investigators are asking anyone with information about the case to contact the Mesquite Police Department. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three young men from North Texas were killed while driving home for Christmas break. Dylan Young, Tyron Williams, and Broderick Moore all attended Southern University in Louisiana and were members of the school's Human Jukebox Marching Band. And police say Tuesday night they pulled over along I-49 in Natchitoches Parish, Louisiana, to fix a flat when they were hit by a big rig.
All three of the occupants were at the front left portion of the vehicle helping each other do that tire change. Commercial vehicle, for whatever reasons, didn't get over into that other lane and made contact with the vehicle and the three occupants outside of the vehicle.
Louisiana State Trooper Casey Wallace says all three students died at the scene. The driver was not hurt, and the cause of the crash is still under investigation. The Cowboys offense is about to get a big boost. No, we're not talking about Odell Beckham Jr. It's the return of future Hall of Famer left tackle Tyron Smith. He has been out since the preseason with a torn hamstring, but Coach Mike McCarthy says Smith is almost ready.
I just give him and the staff, you know, so much credit. You know, you see him in there every morning. It's exciting on a personal level because you know what they've gone through to get back out there. So he's definitely ready to go, and it'll be great to have him back out there.
Smith was officially taken off injured reserve yesterday and is now practicing. He should be back on the field within the next couple weeks, and when that happens, rookie Tyson Smith, who's been filling in at left tackle, will slide inside to left guard.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.